As I near 1 week from my 70th birthday, I figure, okay, I'm no longer little Freddie Peterson, farm boy from Arkansas, so I'm reading some non-Arkansas poems tonight just to, well, I mean, these are wiser, darker poems, I think, than my Arkansas poems. But anyway, I watch you through 100 different dreams. I am alone in this building. No one to stoke the fire or turn down the bed. Archways lead to darkness. Everyone is gone. Nothing is missing. Something seems wrong. I watch you through 100 different dreams, discovering lostness or foundness. You slither constantly to the glow cast by my asking, or unfold wings to flutter from me, taking what you own, tossing aside the rest, spread out before you like a summer picnic. You've made a bargain with your body. Mine has become hollow in this building where I am alone, shouting for silence, fighting for inner peace. Everyone is gone. No one is missing. Can nothing ever be right again? The who of me, reflected in my brain, is not the wholesome image I had thought, but merely a lone corpus filled with pain where dreams of life's perfection come to naught. I'm not the poise of restless stag in heat, hoof set to answer nature's manly call. I lack the drive to make my life complete and can but only take one step and fall. The driving force behind this lifelong angst has been a fear of failing to impress. I've been a member of the anxious ranks whose issues fall on deaf ears to redress. Come forward, passion, lust, and fierce desire. Come rid my soul of lack of ecstasy. Create within an ever-burning fire that smothers all the guilt I have in me. Awake, golden sunrise of my being. Come forward, bring to me impassioned life. Once blinded eyes have become all-seeing, and joy has taken over from the strife. I now gain great comfort from believing that deeds I do are mine and mine alone. I will not spend my life retrieving regrets for which I have no reason to atone. The Universal Cursor. I sit before you, mouth agape, wondering where you are. The answers you give and the time it takes for a fly to fart astound me. My words are drivel. I can't speak your language. My language is of Shakespeare, Poe, Shelley, and such. Or at least it was until you came with a speed to the nth degree, exploded my brain cells with bites of sugar candy. Snap, crackle, pop, the modem of my mind is still 12K and frozen. You are John Glenn with wings flying through a yielding space like Mercury delivering messages from the gods. My CPU is on the blink, and now I don't know what to think. As the clouds of Everest hid from view Sir Edmund's fabulous feet, your blizzards of factoids keeps out the grand reality of life and freezes shut these eyes that once peered deep into the night. Nellie Bly could see all 7 worldly wonders from her gondola in the sky. Although I know that wonders exist, I see nothing, and follow your Hansel and Gretel paper trail of crumbs toward El Dorado. I long to see Roy Rogers galloping in on trigger to my rescue, casting footprints as they head into the vivid inkjet-colored sunset, leaving me behind in the new reality of life on planet Microsoft. Happy melts to you until we meet again. Happy melts to you. Keep smiling until then. Forever now is fear. I'm knocked prostrate by your absence and am afraid. I fear the barren garden where once you joyfully toiled. I fear the hollow rooms where once you sang. I fear the emptiness of night, once aglow with love. Most of all, I fear a solitary me. The daffodil, the aster, and the mum will in their own season find their grave to be where once their beauty shone. I cannot carry on alone the duty that was yours, to prune, rake, and feed, to give them life. The shrillness of my cries that fill the day in no way take the places of your arias of joy that made the dreariest of days the ones most filled with sunshine. The unmussed pillow next to mine brings melancholy, where once the promises of love brought the silken embraces and kisses to bond the two of us together forever. Forever now is fear. I am alone. The garden, the halls, and the bed are still here. The flowers, songs, and love are gone. I am alone.